Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the American Academy of Arts and Sciences. My name is Larry Bobo, and I'm the W.E.B. Du Bois Professor of the Social Sciences at Harvard University. Academy Chief Executive Officer Leslie Berlewitz is feeling a little under the weather this evening, indeed suffering from laryngitis, and has asked me to stand in for her and open this meeting. My first task, therefore, is to call to order the 1,953rd stated meeting of the Academy. And I guess there's the official gavel strike. As you know, John Adams founded the American Academy in 1780. He envisioned the Academy as a neutral forum in which individuals and institutions could be convened to worry about the pressing problems of the day, and in the midst of the American Revolution, the challenges, of course, were momentous. 230 years later, we remain faithful to that mission. Today, the Academy continues to address large, complicated problems through multidisciplinary projects, studies, and publications. The work focuses on science and technology, policy, global security, education, the humanities, and social policy. John Adams, of course, made many important contributions to the nation in addition to his role as founder of the Academy. He was the primary author of the Massachusetts Constitution, the world's oldest functioning constitution, and he helped to convene the core institutions of our national government, chief among them, an independent judiciary. In 1776, when Adams and 55 others signed the Declaration of Independence, they proclaimed, quote, certain unalienable rights for all men. And in adopting the U.S. Constitution and later the Bill of Rights, the framers delineated the specific liberties to be accorded to we the people. In the context of tonight's program, it's important to remember that many of us in the audience tonight were not full citizens in the eyes of the founding fathers. In fact, the rights and privileges of citizenship extended only to white male property owners over 21 years of age, and some of the property that those men owned were slaves brought here in bondage from Africa. It was left to the courts, notably the Supreme Court, to sort out the tensions between the high-minded language of the founding documents and the realities of the day. The court has been adjudicating fundamental questions of how we treat race in America ever since. It is perhaps the most complex part of our nation's history and, in important ways, defines American society in the 21st century. Here in this subject matter, I should say, is of special concern to the Academy regarding the courts and race. As you may recall, last year, our publication Daedalus featured an issue on the courts. And this coming year, there will be, in fact, two issues that mark the near 50th anniversary of a special issue on race that Daedalus published in the mid-60s, one to appear this fall, edited by Gerald Early, and one to appear in January that I will be editing. So, indeed, the subject matter of tonight is a deep and enduring concern for the Academy. In Massachusetts, we are fortunate to have two nationally important institutions that play critical roles in our contemporary understanding of that history. And in that regard, the Academy is quite proud to sponsor tonight's program with them. The first is the W.E.B. Du Bois Institute for African and African American Research at Harvard, which is the nation's oldest research center dedicated to the study of the history, culture, and social institutions of Africans and African Americans. I'm pleased to serve as a member of the Institute's Executive Committee. The Museum of African American History tells the story of organized black communities and those who held common cause with them from the colonial period through the 19th century. The museum's sites are located on Beacon Hill and on Nantucket. They include the oldest African meeting house in America and the first building in the nation constructed for the sole purpose of housing a black public school. We're very pleased that Beverly Morgan Welch, executive director of the museum, is here tonight, as is the chair of the museum's board, Jamie Hoyt. Can we thank them for joining us this evening? It is now my great pleasure to introduce my colleague and friend, Randall Kennedy, who will open our discussion and then join Michael Klarman in a conversation. The Michael R. Klein Professor of Law at Harvard University, Randall Kennedy is a scholar and widely cited commentator on race relations and civil rights law. After earning his law degree from Yale University, he served as a law clerk for Judge J. Skelly Wright of the United States Court of Appeals from 1982 to 1983, and for Justice Thurgood Marshall of the U.S. Supreme Court from 1983 to 1984. Professor Kennedy is the author of four books, including the magisterial race, crime, and the law, which I still assign in my undergraduate class every year, as well as more recently interracial intimacy, sex, marriage, identity, and adoption in 2003, and most recently in 2008, sell out the politics of racial betrayal. He is currently at work on a book on race relations and the Obama presidency that should appear this fall. He was elected a fellow of the American Academy in 1998. I'm very pleased to introduce to you all Randall Kennedy.